All right, back to it now. Listen, my next guest has been here before. Angie Wong, the co-host of The Final Countdown, joining me here on the program, as she has many times before. Angie, how are you today?
I'm here in Manhattan watching all the craziness happen with the Trump trial and also all the protests. It's been an exciting week.
Man, you got a front row seat to the circus, don't you?
Love it. We're journalists. And we have to run to war, don't we?
What happened to this whole idea we don't negotiate with terrorists? Remember that when we were younger and back? I'm old enough to remember that it was illegal to break the law, and you actually got held accountable. Weird. And now you've got the inmates at Columbia running the place, and apparently the administration has decided, hey, we'll keep Jewish professors off campus, ban them. We'll allow these student protesters that have magically all the tents that match, weird how that works because maybe they came from the same place, and we're going to negotiate with them for the next 48 hours on how to resolve this. I'll tell you how you resolve it. Kick their asses off campus, expel them from school, and be done with it. Which part am I missing?
Oh, and you missed the fact that they canceled all in-person classes, which really translates to, well, let's just allow every one of them to go and protest. You know, I was at Columbia over the weekend for my reunion. I was a graduate of the Columbia Journalism School. Inside the hallways of Columbia Journalism School are all these photos of Hamas fighters, literally. Remember how we had photos of the missing Jewish hostages? Well, they have pictures of the Hamas fighters instead. They look like trading cards. So we know that Colombia is pro-Hamas. We know that they're allowing this and they're doing everything they can to, you know, walk the line, tell Jewish students and faculty, yes, it's fine, we'll take care of it, you know, free speech for all. But at the same time, they're really supporting pro-Palestinians and Hamas.
This is spreading around the country, and here's what I have said. I saw pictures, and maybe you can verify whether these pictures are real or not. I saw pictures purporting to be the campus of Columbia with pallets of bricks sitting there like we saw in Minneapolis back in 2020, as if there's some construction job preparing to happen, but there's pallets of bricks. Is that real or not real, or do you not know?
I didn't see that when I was on campus. What I did see were matching tents, which tells me when you see rows and rows of matching tents that this is financed, this is well organized, this is coming in from somewhere. And I did a little bit of research. A lot of the money financing these protests comes from something called Westpac, which is a very liberal pro-Palestinian PAC with zillions of dollars ready to go. And there's also legal defense aids ready to go for anyone who may be captured.
It reminds me of something that I saw here a couple of weeks ago. I was coming by Chicago, had done some work on the North Shore there, and driving by downtown Chicago, rows of tents from, I'm told, illegal aliens that have come there and need places to stay. All the tents were the same color, once again, organized and paid for. Organized and paid for. All of these things that are happening are organized and paid for. But here's what I'm going to tell you, whether there's bricks there or not, this is not going to end well. We are on the cusp of the summer of hate. We're going to see this played out on university campuses. We're going to see this played out in other places. The politicians just earmarked $26, $27, $28 billion, whatever it is, for Israel. So this creates a further divide. You've got AOC saying, well, this is just peaceful protesters. No, they're not. These are people that are ready to start throwing punches and a lot worse, I believe, Angie. What say you?
No, I agree. This is the very brewing of the Summer of Love 2.0. Remember that? That was peaceful. Yeah, no, this has all the early markings. And you know what? It is when I was on campus earlier this week, these were just kids. They're trying to get out of finals next week. They're trying to get out of studying. And it's one of the first nice days in weather wise in New York City. You have a few agitators with the flare guns and the drums really riling these people up. That's what this is. They're trying to create exactly what we saw in 2020, right before the presidential election, months before the presidential elections, where you had BLM protests. I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure this is the same drummer boy. I remember him from 2020. And it always happens around the same time, about 4 to 6 months before a big presidential election. So this is what we have to really keep in mind and watch out for, because we're not going to get fooled again.
Well, we'll see what's going to happen. I saw that the University of Minnesota pulled the plug on one of these deals here yesterday, I guess. So not everybody's playing ball, but the University of Michigan, MIT, a host of colleges and universities, a bunch in California having these things propagate and spread. They're duplicating, right? And so the groundwork is being laid for all this agitation, all this anger. Now, couple that, Angie, with all the folks that came across the border from God only knows where, but I'm going to guess there might be some sympathizers for the pro-Palestinian side that might want to get involved, that are a little bit more sophisticated in their training and how to attack America. It's a crazy thought, right?
No, not crazy at all when you see who has been coming over the border. And this is all storming up. This is brewing up to be a very, very bad scene. And when you throw money on top of that gasoline, then you're really talking about a summer that's completely lit up on fire. And I'm really nervous as to what is planned and what is in store, especially in cities like New York City, where we should be on high alert right now. We think these are college kids. We think that, you know, nothing nefarious is going to happen. There's going to be a few, you know, kumbayas and whatnot. No, this is certainly a firestorm, and we have to be ready for any sort of attacks. I'm really surprised we haven't deemed these protests as pro-terrorism.
Death to America. It is death to America. Yet you're the president of the United States equivocates as to the problems on Columbia's campus being no different and no more concerning than anything else. You've got a governor that's politically impotent in New York, apparently incapable of doing anything. The mayor of New York City, the only one who said anything at all, who says, look, it looks like it's organized and paid for. Gosh, Mayor Adams, way to be on top of things. We figured that out from the first day, right? But it looks like the will of the people there in New York is being ignored until it's too late, because it's going to hit the fan, Angie. I'll just say it again. The summer of hate is on tap. It's going to have a crowning achievement in Chicago the week of August 19th, when the Democratic National Convention goes to Chicago. That will be the crown jewel for the summer of hate, and it's going to be complete chaos. It'll make 1968 look tame by comparison. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, and if that's what we already know going in, good for them. You know, ultimately, this just tanks Joe Biden, because Joe Biden can't take a strong message on this. He's trying to find a balance to please everybody. That's Joe Biden's problem. He wants to please the Israelis. He wants to please the Palestinians. Well, in this case, it's actually forcing him to take a position. Finally, and not just with words, but also with money and action. And he can't do it. So we're going to have problems like the, you know, the uncommitted vote. He's already seeing that, and across every state. I thought it was just, you know, in Michigan and in Minnesota. But now we also saw in yesterday's primary where they were asking Democrat voters to write uncommitted under the blank
Absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely. You know, and we've seen it happen.
And
on that note, I'm going to leave you with this, Angie, and I wish we had a minute more to talk about this. But Minnesota is only a 2-point race. Republicans often fantasize, well, maybe this year we can get close to Minnesota. They are close in Minnesota. It is a 2-point race, according to the Real Clear Politics average, which is unheard of in Minnesota. Let that sink in, folks. Think about what that means about the political landscape and the rejection of Joe Biden and his policies. Angie, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Angie Wong, co-host of The Final Countdown, political commentator and so much more. Look up the Final Countdown. You can find out a whole lot more. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Those burgers smell amazing.
Speaking of amazing, our barbecue is powered by natural gas.
Yes.
Because we're just two roommates in a commercial, letting everyone know Enbridge is working to reduce emissions by blending hydrogen and renewable natural gas into their network.
It's what we were created to do, Michael.
Deja, it's what we live for. And when this commercial ends,
we say,
Tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Are you living with nagging aches and pains? Start living pain-free with CBD from Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand. Legalized in 2018 by President Trump, CBD is an all-natural approach to pain relief. Join millions of people that have already discovered the amazing healing benefits of CBD. Patriots Relief offers a complete line of premium CBD products, all backed by their 30-day empty bottle guarantee. Go to PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use the promo code Gruber for 40% off.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope. You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.